This is a production of Cornell University.
Student Assembly Meeting, September 9th, 2010.
Pictures you want. I am not taking a jacket off.
May all the Student Assembly members please be seated. The time is 4:45, and I'm calling the Student Assembly Meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Here.
Here. Here. Excuse.
Excuse.
Nothing.
Excuse.
All right, thank you. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes from the September 2nd meeting? And if you have, I'll entertain a motion, any motions at this time, for the approval of the minutes for the September 2nd meeting. There's a motion to approve. Do you have a second?
Yes.
Call for acclamation. All right. Any dissent? Seeing no dissent, the minutes have been approved. Open microphone. If there is anybody that wishes to say anything that is not currently on the agenda, please feel free to do so now. This is also open to community members as well. So, okay. Seeing that we have none, we will continue with the agenda. Moving on to announcements and reports. Human ecology update by Representative Kerr.
Hello, I'm Lisa Pino, and I'm here with the Human Ecology Lessons and the current state of the college. We have a number of new programs as the college is starting for the technology and structure. The biggest step Tissue engineering lab, and finally, the Cornell Institute for Translational Research. overall the college is trying to be a focal point across the college community here at Cornell. Starting this year, the college is offering a new minor in gerontology, which is a shift from the certificate that we used to offer. In the senior survey, we reported the highest percentage of working with faculty and leaders, which we take pride in the college's data learning goals. The college tries to develop one of the top students to stay over the summer and do a combination of research and outreach, research and outreach. And this was the first successful summer of that program, and we're hoping to expand it to more students. Dean Matthews will be sitting in the assembly in November. He is the co-chair of the Fellow Study Committee for the Middle State Accreditation Bureau. He's also starting a new undergraduate advisory council, of which I will be taking part, with the goal of communicating the issues that concern the human experience population to the faculty. Applications for the committee were available last spring, and the committee will be meeting in October. And we'll go to
Wow, thank you, Representative Kerr. Are there any questions? Seeing none, we'll move to CDCU Means Restriction Committee by VP Gitlin.
Hi, everyone. There is a committee, it's called the CDCU Means Restriction Committee. It's composed of representatives from the city, from Cornell, who provide technical advice and guidance to their respective entities on various issues. This year and the next year, they're going to be discussing fences among other things, and we're looking for an undergraduate student to serve on the committee, preferably a sophomore or a junior, because it may go for 2 years. We're going to be reaching out to different student organizations who have taken mental health on campus. If you have any specific recommendations, feel free to please email me the name. And that's it for now. Also, just like Dan before sort of just announced earlier, sort of an update from Human Ecology. If different representatives from your respective schools over the course of the semester could update the essay on what's going on, that would be in your specific school, that'd be great. And then finally, there is an event this Saturday, a concert called Hands for Health. It's Saturday the 11th from 8 to 11 p.m. It is a concert with the benefits proceeds will go to the Pakistani and Indian recent flood. The Student Assembly and the Student Assembly Public Service Committee, among a lot of other organizations on campus, are co-sponsoring it, and it would be great if there could be some SA representatives to show our support. Thank you.
Any questions for VP Gitlin? Thank you. Dean of Faculty is Representative Steinbeck. No. Dining update from Representative Rao.
Hi, I just came from food tasting actually at Hughes, the new and improved dining area on the left, which I don't think maybe had a problem in the past, but we're having our first meeting there next Tuesday the 14th, and you're all welcome to come. We'll be able to sample a lot of food that we're going to have today. A lot of people showed up today for the food sampling, we're going to put out some new signs and hopefully spread awareness, and I have coupons for all of you. That day, you get a free iced tea lemonade or freshly squeezed lemonade or lime juice with first of any entree through October 31st, 2010. So I'll hand those out. Thank you.
One question?
Yes.
What time is the meeting?
It's 5:30.
Any other questions? Representative Smith? Okay, there's a, are there any, okay, Res Life update by Representative Smith.
Okay, so Res Life is the first time here today, and went over the defense of power strategy, which you focused on the first part of the semester. Do you think we just wanted to follow up on one? I received a very nice email from one visiting the field who suggested that, just begging that we follow up on how the model changes until the rest of the
have an elections update by Director of Elections Stang.
Hey guys, so this is the elections update. All the applications we do last Tuesday. We have 22 candidates for the freshman seat, 7 candidates for the 2 UA seats, and 3 candidates for the transfer seat. So hopefully it'll be interesting and competitive election, and I look forward to seeing that.
Any questions? Representative Yazwiak.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I just would like to give an update on the toxic free cannabis resolution. I reached out to Mr. Tristan Estrada, who is the director of the CIT policy, and looking forward to working with the authors of that resolution and myself to review it. We're working on coming up with a time to work for all parties involved, and I'll be able to the CIT committee. We'll be holding our first 5-week meeting tomorrow, 3 p.m. in Rose 151.
Thank you. Any questions? Are there any more announcements and reports?
So I know that the meeting of the hotel school this morning, and just a few updates about the hotel school. The hotel school is in last year and last semester, and I think it was the conventions for the hotel school because they are going to be the third of the year. So later on, the semester, the faculty will be able to decide whether or not they like the suggestions that where they can go forward with the student advisory board or recommendations with the curriculum. They reported early on this week about the library being removed from the hotel school. And what's actually happening is, if you've ever been to the hotel school, you know we have a student lounge, the student population has outgrown that lounge. So what's actually going to happen is we will be in my library with IOR and stage for the Duncan School. However, the current library will be converted into the student lounge, and the current student lounge will be converted into a more well-meaning library because most of the publications that the hostel students use are online. So we discussed that at the library for a couple of schools after our launch of our renovation in the last few years. So,
thank you. Any questions for Representative Gard? All right, an update by Representative Jenkins.
I just have an update by the Rajabhavan Council. Thank you, Kevin and Mr. McFarlane. We are actually registered as a business organization. We'll be holding a GBIOS info session next Friday at 5 p.m. This is going to be scheduled in the international. So if you have any questions, you'd like to send them. You're one of the strong this year. Feel free to email me and show me that chances that I need something that or that you know who are training or show up to our audience. Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you. Is Representative Zai is not back yet. All right. Any last updates? Seeing none, we will now move to business of the day. Student Assembly response to university recognition policy changes. So, as you all have seen, the Executive Board of the Student Assembly met late Tuesday night after the forum because we felt that the Student Assembly needed to get involved with the proposed changes and implementation of the changes to the university recognition policies for the Greek system. Now, why did we feel it was necessary? Because the changes and the implementation of those changes have the potential to affect the entire student body, not only the Greek system. And as representatives of the entire student body, and as our charter states, we have legislative oversight of the Dean of Students Office, And seeing as how the Office of Sorority and Fraternity Affairs is housed in the Dean of Students office, we felt that the student assembly needed to come in and firstly facilitate a dialogue between students both in the Greek system, but more importantly, for students outside of the Greek system. The changes which are proposed, which have been proposed, and the implementation of those changes could affect student life on North Campus, on West Campus, in College Town. It's important that the implementation of these changes are done in a manner which is beneficial to students on North Campus, on West Campus, in College Town. The SA will also use its ability to request information from the administration as a finder of fact, and to determine how best to implement some of these changes and ensure that students are well served and that the entire student community is able to provide input on what they see as the potential impacts, positive and negative, of the proposed changes. That being said, the SA also has the ability to affect non-alcohol alcohol programming for students. As the Byline funding organization, we do have access to funds to allocate to different groups and partner with the Dean of Students Office to aid in its effort of aiding the freshman experience and improving the freshman experience through the creation of non-alcoholic or both over alcohol, non-alcoholic events for students to facilitate a social and safe atmosphere on campus. The Student Assembly is not necessarily looking to support one organization over another. We are not necessarily looking to enforce a specific plan or specific implementation of the plan. We must remember that we represent all students and that we are here to advocate for all students. And that is best done by representing facts. And so in that function, we will call different student organizations, we will call different administrators, and we will call upon students to come and provide their input and provide the facts as they see it to help facilitate a dialogue around the discussion of the university recognition policy of the Greek system. So that is the view of the Student Assembly Executive Board. We've had multiple conversations with Dean Hubble. We have a meeting set up with Vice President Susan Murphy to continue the dialogue. So far it's been very positive, and at this time I'd like to open up the floor to any questions that you may have, but remember we'll also be going into executive session after this meeting to talk about concrete ways in which you all would like to see the SA contribute to the dialogue and truly assess the impact of these changes on the student body. Representative Danzer.
I was just wondering, considering the amount of dialogue that has been had and what we had with the administration, how much conversation so far has been had, and what plans do you have with the IMC, CanHealth, and the other media strike?
So the executive board has not met, has not had a formal meeting with any of the letter organizations. We have met informally just to discuss what the issues are and whatnot. But we will be setting up formal meetings and we'll notify you all about that. Representative Smith.
After reading the letter, I've got to say that the essay as a whole, like our issue with that university, is not so much the policy itself, not the content of the policy and not what it stands for and not what it's supposed to do, but it is just the fact that the university, I guess, does not include the undergraduate community in the discussion to propose the two big academic courses. So, am I correct?
Yes. Yep, and we addressed that point specifically both in our letter to Dean Hubbell and Susan Murphy that the essay should have been consulted in the fact that this is looking to the changes in the policy is looking to affect the freshman experience, and the student assembly has a lot of effect on the freshman experience. That being said, I think the administration has heard our grievances and is looking to include the student assembly in further dialogue, especially because the student assembly has a lot of effect on violence-funded organizations and campus life, as well as the programming which currently occurs on North Campus.
So,
I think that we are here to determine how the implementation of the three bullet points which the administration would like to enact in the university recognition policy, how the implementation of those three bullet points are going to affect the student body. We can have a discussion about those three bullet points at a later date, but since we haven't been included in the discussions until this point, we are going to approach the three bullet points in a fact-finding manner, just as we will the implementation of them, and determine how the effects are going to be on the student body, because that is our role. And then if we come up with specific grievances, if we come up with specific suggestions, we will move forward with those grievances, we will move forward with those suggestions. Any other comments? Questions? Community members are free to ask as well. Seeing none, does anybody else on the executive board would like to say something?
You know, I think that it shouldn't be underscored enough that we should tackle and address anything that's important to our constituents. And there are a lot of our constituents, you know, who are very invested in this, and I think we owe it to them to begin a really good but objective and meaningful discussion between the student body and administrators over the issues that will affect everybody. And that this shouldn't be only viewed as a Greek issue, it should be viewed as an issue that confronts everybody, all undergraduates, you know? And so this is not only our obligation, but it's our duty as the representative body of Cornell.
After seeing how many people came out to the Greek Forum, the fact that a bunch of the exec board couldn't even get into the Greek Forum led us all to believe that it's not just the Greeks that are having issues with the community policy or comments about the community policy. I know last week we had a speak-up resolution, or we'll be having at least one speak-up event. And I hope for you guys, for a publicity standpoint as well, to go into all of your communities and really see what issues are bothering people. We're not just here for the community, we're here for all undergraduates, just like what President Andrew said and DP Nicoletti. But I want to make sure that we really do represent all undergraduates, that this is something that we're going to tackle and we're going to listen to all constituents. So I think this is one of the things that we can all really bind together on. This is our first big issue, and something that we can all go to our respective bodies and ask everyone. So ask people that are in the community, ask people that are in the community. And we want to be, just like President Andrew said, just like we've been sending out through our listservs, through our blogs, everything else like that, a third party to this, but we want to make sure that we're a catalyst for change, a catalyst for something that needs to be done. So I just wanted to make sure you guys are all aware of that, and that this really is a collective effort from all of us.
All right, thank you. Moving on to the next point on the agenda, Memorandum of Understanding regarding SAFC shirts.
Yeah, go ahead, Erica.
Vice President Nicoletti. Do you all have it in front of you? Yeah.
Giving funds to the SAFC for those strikes. I felt that in a lot of ways they were playing games with us. You know, I think that I was here for every SA meeting last year, and the mood, remember, many of the SA, much of the SA is the same from last year. We do have quite a few new members this year, but there are still quite a few people who were up here last year, and the sentiment was last year, both with the Appropriations Committee and with the SA, that those shirts were and are extravagant and not needed. In terms of identification, I think that there are less expensive ways to go about with that process. For instance, you can get a name tag. You don't even have to have professional name tags. You know, I get a white sticker, write your name up there. You can print something out as well. But I think at the end of the day, shirts waste too much money, and those funds that can go to more worthy initiatives here on campus into different groups rather than shirts.
Representative Rao.
So I agree with Ray. I thought the shirts were better as kind of shirts. I've given up to spend some money already. I think it's the only appropriate thing to do was to actually fund them this time. But I think this is a very appropriate memorandum because this kind of puts an end to this issue once and for all. We kind of thought we ended it last year, and now it came up again and bit us in the face. But once this is passed, I think this just will end the future discussion, and we can finally move on past. Like Ray said, something wrong with wearing a jacket and a tie, wearing a name tag. I mean, that's professional. We're the student assembly appropriations committee. I would say for the most part we named every group suspect, threatening, casually. So I really see no need for these issues. And I urge everyone to vote yes. I'd like to call this question.
There's been a call to questions. There's seconds. There's dissent. If there's an amendment on the floor, would you like to withdraw for the amendment, or would you like to? All right. So we will vote to vote. The dissent stated their reason that there's an amendment on the floor. So if you'd like to move to a vote on the main question, raise your hand. Wait, do you have your hand up? How about this? Stand up if you'd like to. You guys don't know how to raise your hand. All right, stand up. All right, sit down. If you'd like, if you'd like to return to debate, please stand up as well. We did not have the two-thirds majority, so we will move back into debate. Representative Dye.
Motion to amend as read. The first sentence after 2010-2011 student assembly, which is in front of the SJC, that after the 2011 academic year, it shall no longer be funded through the SJC administrative budget for returning commissioners, so adding more returning commissioners, and then the last line of the number from the first paragraph, whether shirts will be funded, adding for all members before the SA administrative budget is passed. 6 words.
All right, does everybody understand that amendment? All right, so we're moving on to debate on the amendment. Would anybody like to debate, or would you like to move straight to it? Well, go ahead, Representative Denver.
Executive Vice President and Representative Rao said it perfectly. There's, the Student Assembly Appropriations Committee and all committees do their job just fine, talking to administrators, talking to the heads of violent funded organizations, talking to all sorts of people in casual or business casual or formal attire. I don't think we need to continue to fund an extravagant expenditure that no other
Representative Dent, Desai, sorry.
So I guess just defending my opinion on this, I am a vice president for a club that says they seek a treasurer for a club that says they seek funded. I have to do a health session. I do feel like it does make a difference when they're wearing the shirt. I've been to an ASCOM meeting before as well, and it's a completely different scenario when you're sitting on ASCOM when you're on the student assembly. We're all sitting behind the table, we're like very distinct. The groups come in and they're very separate from us. There's no real confusion about who's who compared to an SNC info session or appeals commission where it's literally like a bunch of kids in a room. It's very chaotic. There's just random people walking around, people coming up to them. I know treasurers that have come to meetings dressed up wearing suits and casual. I mean, if Mike Finn had walked into a room to ask for help, he would invite an SNC commissioner. I mean, being realistic here, not very unheard of.
All right. VP Gitlin.
And honestly, if you think about it, while the Appropriations Committee, the SA Appropriations Committee funds, say, 10 to 20 organizations, the majority of student life on this campus occurs because the SASC funds it. They fund hundreds of organizations. And I think if this is something that they feel is necessary, I think we should be accommodating.
Thank you. I served as the chairman of the College Republicans during the 08-09 year, and I did have to deal with the SAFC in some areas. I would just like to say, when I did have to go to these different hearings, there was no confusion for me who the commissioners were. I mean, they were also on the other side of the table. They greeted us as we came in. And even if there is, you know, for those who say that there is confusion, I still honestly believe that there is a cheaper way to clear that confusion up. I think that shirts cost way too much money. Unnecessary expenditures for that purpose.
Representative Yazbek. So the SAFC is budgeted administrative expenses that they can dispense as they wish, whether it be food or shirts or paper to print documents. And then they generally request the shirts as a separate line item outside of their administrative expense. Would make a lot of use of the expense.
So basically, the entire SAFC budget that we're saying is administrative budget.
No. Moving on, Representative Rao.
I've got a question for Representative Desai. Now, I've been trying to be reasonable and say, okay, so these shirts probably serve a purpose, and yes, it probably made it much easier for members of certain clubs to recognize and see who the SAFC commissioners are. But do you honestly believe, and this is a question that everyone should ask themselves, that without these shirts, there's no other type of clothing or way for SAFC No, you don't have to answer. It's just something that I think everyone should consider. And if you think that there is another way, a cheaper way, that the SAFC commissioners can distinguish themselves, then you need to vote this amendment down and pass this memorandum.
Thank you. Are there any motions on the floor?
Point of order.
You have a motion on the floor? All right. Well, what's your point of order?
I don't want to know the number of
summers. Do you have that for Adam? What was your point of order? Okay,
it's
fine. Okay. No, you're fine. So, Natalie Raps, will you make your motion?
Motion to vote.
Second. We're voting on the amendment, yes. All right, so the motion has been, motion to vote by, how about stand up? So, motioning, we're voting on the amendment. If you'd like to pass the amendment as is, would you please read the amendment one more time?
On the third line, the fourth line of the memorandum shall no longer be funded through the SAFC administrative budget for returning commissioners, and the last line of the first paragraph, for the church will be funded for all members.
All right. So if you'd like to vote in favor of that amendment, please stand up. Thank you. Please sit down. If you'd like to vote against that amendment, please stand up. The amendment passes. We are now... Sorry, the amendment failed. We're moving back to the main question. We have a motion to vote, and it's seconded. We'll have a roll call vote. So a yes vote is in favor of the memorandum, a no vote is against the memorandum. With a vote of 11 to 5 to 1, the memorandum passes. Moving on to new business, Resolution 6, Responsibilities of the Vice President of Public Relations. Oh, excuse me. Well, yeah, go ahead and stand up. Go to the table. Well, actually, we're going to move back really quickly to announcements and reports. Representative Desai, Dean of Faculty Update. Thank you. Any questions for Representative Desai? Thank you for setting that meeting with the Provost. That's important. All right, moving to Resolution 6, Responsibilities of the Vice President of Public Relations, Charter Change. Since it's a charter change, we cannot move this to business of the day. These are questions only. So I will give the speakers 4 minutes to present the resolution.
What we're going to be trying to do is to be changing that given form that's voted on. Pact. A lot of students don't know what they need. The sense of it now that students don't know where to get other resources. While we know they are all more accepting to other Cornell that can do, a lot of other students have no idea. This is just something that pretty much been changing students that we have been on and share before we as well. While we vote a lot, I think we have a lot more to do. And I was wondering,
all right, thank you. Remember, these are questions only. So, first person on the speakers list is Representative Smith. Representative Desai.
Just to be a little clear, for example, let's just say right now we won't be passing a resolution to send out a survey on how people thought about the green changes or whatever. Can you talk about what
Representative Danzer. Representative Finn. And so just so that you all know, the speaker events last week were presented as a bylaw change. So this seems like it may also be a bylaw change, but since it's presented as a charter change, we're just going to go ahead and assume that it's a charter change. But this, so we could just fall on the safe. All right, Representative Kerr. Representative Bajaj.
Two part questions. First, question it?
We're just questioning it. I'm just going to end the debate after.
I'll give the last question to... Oh, sorry, go ahead. All right, but I'm gonna leave it as a charge change because we haven't even motioned to change the system today. So, Representative Craig. And by the way, I should have said student trustee. Right? All right, we are going to close questioning on this right now. We'll move to debate and voting next week on Resolution 6. And now we are moving to Resolution 7. Yeah.
So how do I get to the screen? So if you hit that home button, you just slide.
Thanks.
You want to move it to the subject?
President Andrews, you have 4 minutes to present this resolution. Beginning now.
So this here is a resolution requesting to create an ad hoc committee, essentially to review and provide recommendations on the funding process and the FDIC funding process. So the FDIC allocates close to $1 million.
Okay, so we are going to open up a speaker's list, and first on that list is Vice President Nicoletti.
I just like to move this to business of the day.
Okay, that has been second, so is there any dissent? So I guess by acclamation, you know, we're going to move this to business of the day so we can vote on it today. And next on the list is Representative Desai. You have 2 minutes.
Yeah, I just want to say that
Okay. Next on the list is Representative Kerr. Next on the list is Representative Danza. Okay, so just to repeat that, Representative Danzer has asked for the resolution to be amended where we would strike in the "be it finally resolved" clause the part that says "and one additional SAFC commissioner." And I believe, do we have? Yes. Well, would you like to respond?
Yeah, no, I think that's a perfectly valid issue. And I recommend that the board of
Okay, so I guess now we have to vote on this amendment. Is there any second to this amendment?
Do we?
All right. Open debate. All right, so it's my first time, guys. I apologize. So this is a new speakers list. So Representative Desai, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, so next on the list is Representative Kerr. Okay. Any response? No. So next on the list is Vice President Gitlin.
I understand that every year there are, you know, certain organizations that, you know, we hear and we hear their appeals and why, you know, they didn't receive funding. But do you think, I mean, it's a very small number of organizations that we do hear their appeals. Do you think it's possible that, you know, those are sort of the ones that, for one reason or another, whether it's an error or, you know, just the paper sort of shuffle, do you think maybe they're more flukes as opposed to sort of a systemic problem every year?
Well, I mean, I think the where it was and what you're referring to, and I'm not trying to cite that problem anyway, I just think that from my experience with talking about organizations and whatnot, that groups, you know, may have find the legislative process to be a little bit too rigid, or maybe I have many other systems. There are proofs that you can make within the process. And I think that just, you know, having a review of that is a drastic measure. I think, especially if I've been on the assembly for some point in my career now. And I've heard of them as a review or just looking for feedback without the problem. So I don't think it's going to be a very long
Okay. Next on the list is Representative Smith. Second?
Second.
Any dissent? Okay. Seeing no dissent, we're going to call this to question, and yes, we can have those in favor of the adding the amendment to this resolution to please stand. I think we need a roll call there. Just, I can see you better that way. Those in favor, can you please stand? Well, okay, so, and those opposed, I guess that's everyone else. Okay, more or less. Okay. Okay. Okay, the amendment fails, and now we are going back to the speakers list on the actual R7. And next on that list is Trustee Evanson. You have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Next on the list is Representative Pagard. Okay, so what's the wording again of this, so that I make sure I have this down properly?
So, it was re-added that the CDPD finance and the assembly as well as the official that they represented, one additional state that the commissioner and one member of the appropriation. Before they had opportunity to report their findings to the assembly, they were reported to the appropriating
okay. Committee. Okay. Okay, so just to make sure that we have this right here. We are, you would like to add, after one additional SAFC commissioner, one member of the Appropriations Committee, then after that, before the ad hoc committee reports its finding to the SA, it needs to seek the committee will present or seek approval?
Present
to the before the Appropriations Committee.
Yes.
Yes.
Because of Ezekiel Lane's resolution last week, wouldn't it have to go to the Appropriations Committee anyway?
Well, with that resolution, it you know, a lot of it, that's a good point. With that resolution, though, it is at the discretion of the e-board, but so this would force anything that comes out of this committee to go before the APSCOM. Request to answer the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yep. Thanks for clearing that up. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to open up a new speakers list on this amendment. Do we have anyone? Okay. Representative Smith. Okay, so I'm going to move to the next person on that list because time did come, and that is Representative Bajaj.
Chair,
disputed that outcome. So I do invoke my Clinton.
Okay. Next on the list, and now in the sake of time, I'm going to ask everyone keep their comments at 1 minute. Next on the list is Vice President Nicoletti.
Okay. I'll speak for him in a moment. So, I think it's a good idea, address presenting right before the Appropriations Committee before it comes to the SA. As another form of vetting what the committee has found, this ad hoc committee, and I think that a lot of Appropriations Committee members, mostly community members, have really expressed an interest in taking a look at the SASC funding procedure, and I think that this is a way that we can let the community members feel like they have a really individual role in looking at the funding procedure. So I think that this is, not going to add bureaucracy. I think that as soon as the committee has released its findings, it'll go to the Appropriations Committee literally half a week before it comes to the SA. So I think that's really not much more to add.
Okay, thank you. Next on the list is our Representative Danza. You have 1 minute.
All right, I just want to support this amendment, but I'm going to have to speak to Representative Smith and clarify first, so I have to yield to him.
I bet. I got the trustee president, Representative Danza,
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Any dissent? Okay, so I believe we have to vote. We have to vote on this amendment. Would you like to withdraw your, because we have. Okay, so next on the list is Representative Desai. You have 1 minute.
Just really quickly, as President Nicoletti, I agree that it's a good idea to vote before the Appropriations Committee, but seeing as how the Vice of the BP Finance is on the Appropriations Committee, I have a good feeling the additional SA representatives that the funding Appropriations Committee can just find this on the pretty sizable margin. If we are going to add a member, I personally would rather add the chairman of the SAORC. We just talked about having representation from the groups from campus on there. Seeing as how the SAORC is dealing with all the groups on campus, I feel like that's a unique point to have instead of just another appropriations member, and seeing as how it's already appropriations committee anyway. I feel like that's the one we had, so I'd like to keep Representative Asgard's amendment from an additional appropriations member to the chairman of the SAORC.
Okay, so just to get this clear, you are seeking to amend the part of Representative Agard's amendment that calls for one member of the Appropriations Committee and change that to the chair of the SASAORC committee. Okay, and there has been a call to question on that amendment. Is there any second? Any dissent? No? Okay, so...
Point of information. Isn't the chair Mohit?
Yeah. Yes.
But aren't you saying that wouldn't you rather have a non-essay member from the AFCOM on this than another essay member?
All right, well...
Let's
get this vote on, All right, so I'm going to ask now those in favor of Representative Desai's amendment to the amendment to raise their hand. Okay. So, okay. Those opposed? Abstaining? Okay, so by a vote of 1-10-5, the amendment to the amendment fails. And now we are going back to the first amendment. And as the speaker list Oh, actually, we have two additional names. No, the list is we have Representative Yazwick, and that's the last name we have on this list. So, second, okay. Okay, so is there any dissent? Okay, now, so there has been a call to question on the amendments that just to refresh everything that reads, where is it now? Okay. That the, it, after the one additional SAFC commissioner, there is one member of the Appropriations Committee, and the ad hoc committee will, before presenting to the SA, the ad hoc committee will present before the Appropriations Committee. So this is what we are going to vote on. So those in favor of this amendment, please raise your hand. Those opposed to the amendment, please raise your hand. Any of those abstaining, abstentions? Okay. By a vote of 11-2, the amendment passes. Okay, and now we are moving back to the first list that is actually on R7. As amended now, and we have two additional names on this list. I'm not going to add any additional names to this list out of due to time concerns. Representative Pajad, you have 1 minute now.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is what DC Finance said about having community involvement. Not to make a motion yet, but it would be important. It might be considering them to make the appropriation committee member, who just agreed should be on the committee, should be a committee member. Not in any way. If you have a vote, one side of this point is represented on this ad hoc committee. So, unless you make a stand, I will make that change. I will make that motion for an amendment to say that if a community member from the appropriation committee is an additional appropriation committee member.
Okay, so we have another amendment on the table, which would amend the current reading, which is after one additional SAFC commissioner and one member of the Appropriations Committee, we would change that to one community member of the Appropriations Committee.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to open up discussion on this amendment. And 1 minute comments. Representative Pajad. This one to hold the question. Second, any dissent? Okay, so we're going to take a hand vote.
Call for acclamation.
Call for acclamation. Second, no dissent? Okay, so this amendment passes. And now we're going to move back to the R7 discussion. And we have one name on this list. Representative Yazwick. Okay. Call for acclamation. Second. Any dissent? Okay.
Yes.
The resolution passes.
Seeing as how the agenda has expired, the meeting is adjourned.
And now we're moving to executive session. So all non-SA members or ex officio members, if you please step out of the room, that'd be great. Thank you.
I just got your email about Harper.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.